This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We just heard about China's swelling middle class. Chinese-born immigrants represented the third largest immigrant group here in the U.S. in 2013, according to the Migration Policy Institute. And that got us curious about Americans with roots in two places. Betty Ming Liu's parents immigrated to the United States in the mid-1940s to escape political turmoil in China. Betty grew up in New York's Chinatown, where her father owned a bookkeeping business.
Chinatown in those days, we're talking back in the 70s, it was really pure cash economy. It was the underground economy. Everybody carried cash. Everybody did business in cash. And at the end of the day, my father would take whatever money he made, he'd put it in a brown paper bag, a sandwich bag, and he'd put it in my little kid's school bag, and I would walk to the bank and deposit it for him. Because if he carried it himself, a man in a suit, the gangs, the Chinese gangs would have robbed him. The little kid, I mean, I was like in the fourth grade with my little school bag and my nerdy little sparkle eyeglasses and my little corduroy jumper, but he'd be following me like half a block away to make sure I was okay. And then he'd watch me throw the sandwich bag, a brown paper bag, on the counter, and, you know, they count the cash and then we go home. My mom and dad are both immigrants and they're both Chinese, but my mom grew up in China. And my dad's people immigrated to South Vietnam. So he grew up in what was then called Saigon. The mindset, I don't think people can even imagine, unless you've lived through it, the difference between an immigrant parent and having an American-born mentality. So everything they controlled, they wanted it to be for the family. You had to do things for the family, get educated for the family. If I wanted to go out and have fun, that wasn't really good, because how does that serve the family? So study hard and serve the family. It is a lot of pressure. My father would pick my classes in college. Starting in high school, he would pick my classes. Fathers rule, at least in my family and in many families around me when I was growing up in Chinatown. There was no question. There were no sons. It was just me and my younger sister. So I switched my major to an accounting major. My dad had a little bookkeeping business in Chinatown, and I was expected to help my mom take care of the business. When he died when I was 19, that was when I finally started to make up my own mind about things. Happiness is a journey for someone like me because I wasn't raised to be happy. I was raised to be responsible. And after saying all the stuff about my parents, I do need to say something. What they wanted as immigrant parents for me was to teach me how to be a survivor. And that they did very, very well. You can't give what you never had. And it took me a long time to accept that. I can't blame my parents for what they could not give me, because if they never experienced it, how are they going to know how to give it to me? It's up to me. It's up to me to take what they gave me and figure out how to build on that and get what I want for myself.
Betty Ming Liu is a blogger, journalist, and professor in the New York City area.